Daf is Daf Tes Vav. We got down a few lines down, I think, on the Tes Vav, right?
Yes.
To Ibarilu, Rabbi Shimon Hanasi. Does that work for you, Andy?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, it's around 8 lines down. Ibarilu, right around where Tosos Di Ramascha Hamevi is. So it asks the Gemara, Ibarilu, Rabbi Shimon Hanasi, that we spoke of before. Nasi, who was he? A Nasi? We call him Rabbi Shimon Hanasi. Sounds like he was Taka Nasi. O Mishmei de Nasi Kamar, or was he quoting in the name of a Nasi? It sounds like a very strange question. We called him Rabbi Shimon Hanasi. Why would we think otherwise? So Tosfos explains here, what's the Shaila here? O de Kamar Mishmei de Nasi. He says, Lefi Shalom Matzinu Shaya Nasi. We never find anywhere that Rabbi Shimon was a Nasi. Goodbye, Shema Chiser Hatana Midvar. Maybe there's a word missing that he was quoting from one of the Nasim. Vahaya Lashano said, should have taught in the Mishnah on the Brisa, Amar Rabbi Shimon Hanasi Omer, that the Nasi says. He was quoting the Nasi. So back to the Gemara. So that's the Shaila. Now, what's the difference? What's a Nafkamina, whether he was a Nasi or whether he wasn't a Nasi? So the Be'er Sheva, one of the Achronim, who's right, comments on the Maseches Sota and Maseches Horios and others. He says, because now we have to know whether you could ask questions from other places. Let's say you find somewhere Rabbi Shimon Hanasi or not. Is this the same person here or not? That's the importance. But the Gemara answers, Tashma, Damar of Yosef Halacha Rabbi Shimon Hanasi. So we see there that he holds Rabbi Yosef, who is a later Amora, who perhaps may have been more precise. He refers to him as Rabbi Shimon Hanasi. So Gemara says, still, that's not such an answer. You could still ask within Rav Yosef's statement, Nasi Haya, who? O Dekamar Mishmei De Nasi. Still unclear. Gemara answers to take it. We don't know. We don't know if Rabbi Shimon was actually a Nasi. We have no rias for it. Gemara now says, Guf Amar Rav Yosef Halacha Rishimon Hanasi. Rav Yosef Paskin Rabbi Shimon Hanasi. Who said what? What was his opinion yesterday? So yesterday we learned, this was I think on the previous Amud even, what was his position? He says that the money goes back to the Yorshia Mishaleach in the situation where the Mishaleach sends to the Mekabel dies and they start sending back, but now the Mishaleach dies. So who's it go to? He paskins it goes back to the Yorshia of the Mishaleach. So we said, if we're assuming the Mishaleach was a Shchimira, whatever he says is considered done. So you have to give it to the Yorshim of the Mekabel. You have to consider it as if it was already given to the Mekabel, even though he's dead. And he can't go back to the Yorshia HaMishalech. But Mara says, no, whoever said Rav Yosef Moki LaBibari? We said we're talking about somebody healthy. Whoever said that the Mishnah is referring to a Shchemira? That's talking about a Bari. In a Bari, we don't say the halacha of what he says is Kichsuv V'Kumasum and Dami, only when it comes to Shchemira. Mara says, V'Hal D'Yorshi Mishalech Kamar? So what's the point here?
So that
the answer is, again, we're talking about a Bari. Right. And we ask, V'Hal D'Yorshi Mishalech Kamar? The Yorshi Mishalech sounds like the Mishalech died. V'kayim ala, and there's another problem, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis, so forget shchemira. There's a halacha, whenever the person says something, before he dies, I want you to fill this for after I die, so you have to mekayim it. So you should have to send it back to the mekabel now. So answers the Gemara, Tani, yechazu l'mishalech. What it means is it goes back to the mishalech. No, the mishalech never died. It shouldn't say yorshe mishalech, it should say yechazu l'mishalech. Mishalech is still alive, but ein echanami, if the mishalech were to be dead, in a chanami, you'd send it back to the Yorshe HaMakaba because of the halacha mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Hajin halacha mevi kama. Okay, second parak of Maseches Gittin. Mishna says, a bit of a confusing Mishnah. HaMevi get mimedinas hayam, they bring a get from overseas, v'amar, and the shliach says, b'fanei nechtav, it was written in front of me, avalo b'fanei nechtav, it was not signed in front of me. Or he says, "Befani nechtam." It was signed in front of me. Aval lo befani nechtam. It wasn't written in front of me. Or he says, "Befani nechtam kulo." The entire get was written in my presence. Ubefani nechtam chetzio. Only half was written in my signed in my presence. Rashi says, "Echad min ha'edim." Only one of the edim signed in front of me, but not the other aid. Befani nechtam chetzio. Half of it was written. Ubefani nechtam kulo. And the entire thing was signed. In other words, both edim signed in front of me. Puzzle. You need both. Kulo nechtam befanav. Then the Mishnah says, Echad omer befani nechtam, Echad omer befani nechtam. Let's say two shluchim come. One says it was written in front of me. The other says it was signed in front of me. That's also possible. Shnaim omerim, let's say both of them say, befaneinu nechtam. They both say it was written in front of us. Vechad omer befani nechtam. And one of them says only that it was signed in front of me. Puzzle, that's going to be puzzle, according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, in this second case. So the Gemara is going to explain all this, all these different dinim. And then finally, the Mishnah says, Echad Omer b'fanei nechtav, u'shnayim Omer b'fanei nechtav mekasher. But everyone will agree, even the Tanakhama, it seems, that if one person says it was written in front of me, and two people say it was signed in front of us, that's going to work according to both. And now this will all be explained. But the Maisa, what you need is certainly one person who's testifying needs to see the entire thing. All the Ksiva, all the Chasima. When you have two people, that's when things get a little bit more complicated. When two people are saying they saw this part, only one person says they saw that part, that's where it gets a little tricky. But let's go through the Gemara now. Gemara asks, Hasu Lamli, why do you need any more? Any more what? What's the Kasha here? Hatane lechadizimna. We already learned in the beginning, the very first Mishnah of the... Exactly, that's the Mishnah. So what are you saying here? Maybe get maybe this ayam tzarech shiomar b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtav. So the Gemara says, Ime ha-hi, had we simply had the first mission in the entire Masechta, ha-v'mine tzarech v'ilomar kasher, it was needed, it was encouraged, but it wasn't b'dievet, it wasn't ma'akev anything, that if they didn't say it, maybe it would still be a good get. Kamashma, we learn from here that things are possible. The first Mishnah tells us that you have to say this, you have to say this, no matter where you come from this place, you come from that city, you come from Babel, you come from Akko, all those require it, but never did it say it's possible if you did not say those words. It's not until this second parak that the Mishnah says it's possible without it. And that's a chiddush that this Mishnah is telling us. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, b'fani nechtav chetcho, b'fani nechtam kulam pasul. If the person says, I saw half of it written in front of me, and the entire thing was signed, in other words, both Adam signed in front of me, that's going to be possible. So asks the Gemara, hey chetcho, which half did he see? Ilema chetcho rishon, if he saw the first half of it written. So v'hama Rabbi Eliezer afilu lo kasa bo elashidachas l'shma shuv eino tzarech. So all you need is really the first line. Exactly. So it says Rashi was, I mean, Shita Achas means Shita Rishona Sheba Shem Ha'ish Ve'ish Shevazman. You need both them. So you don't need anything else. So it sounds like from that alone, that's certainly required. And there's no Chiddush in that. How could you have a Havamina to think that it would be good? You don't need to say Pasul. Is that what it's saying here?
It's enough to say this is enough.
But we're saying here, if they saw the first half, if they saw the first, and not that they didn't see the first half, which half did they see? If they saw the first half, so of course it's good. Rabbi Eliezer says all you have to see is the first line, certainly the rest of whatever else is there is going to be okay. So that's going to be kosher. So that's not the half that they saw, Ella. Amar Vashi, Chetia Achron, the last half is what they saw, and that's not going to qualify. The last half is not going to be good enough, and that's possible if they only saw that last half. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, B'fani Nechtav Kulo, if the Shliach saw everything written, the beginning and the end, U'B'fani Nechtav Mechetzo, he only saw one of the Edom sign, that's going to be possible. So says the Gemara, Amar of Chizr, Chista says, Afilu shnayim me'idim al chasimas yad sheni pasul. So let's say the first day I'm the shliach. I say I saw Reuven sign it. I didn't see Shimon sign it. Two other edim come and say we could testify that that's Shimon's signature. He's a good guy. That's a signature. It matches. That's going to be pasul. Even though we're both individually testifying about different signatures, it's not going to work. Why? My timer. What's the reason that's pasul? I have the chacham gave me the nemanis as a shliach to say I saw everything. I saw the signatures. So I only testified on one of them, and in general we allow two Adim to testify about one person's signature, so why can't you just combine the two and make it a kosher get? My time, why is this possible? So the Gemara says, O kulo bikim haget, O kulu bitakanis chachamim. Either you have to go the approach of generally of two Adim on both signatures, or one person saying the entire thing, the nemanus, but to split half and half, that's not going to work. So they point to this Gemara, it's interesting, there's a discussion in the post, and they talk about when it comes to saying Mashi Ruach Megashim Morid HaTal, whenever we change it, 90 times. So let's say I could say it 90 times, Mashi Ruach Megashim, Mashi Ruach Megashim, say it 90 times over. That's good. Or after 30 days, when I said it naturally 90 times in my tefillah, that works as well. Can I split? Can I, let's say, 15 days I've davened regularly, 3 times each day, that's 45. And then day 15, I want to say to myself 45 times, Mashur, Ruach Menegashim, Mashur. Could I combine those two approaches? So they say, based on this sugi, maybe you can apply those two different approaches and say it's very, very different. Very different. The approaches are both about getting into the routine. So whether I say it slowly or fast, it's getting into the routine of saying Mashur, Ruach, Menegashim. This is completely two different avenues of Takanas Chachamim and Kimaget, and you can't bring me a rye that it won't work there either. Okay, interesting how they dig up, you know, a random sugi and get in to apply to Hilchos Tevila. Okay, so either way, it doesn't work. that if I, the shliach, say I know this one aid is a signature, and two other aidim are makayim the other signature, you can't combine these two different tracks. So maskif la Rava, the last three lines of the Amr, the Rava asks, mi'ika midi, is there something, dilu amr chad kasher, hashta, di'ika tre pasol? Doesn't make sense. If I was the only shliach, and I said I saw both signatures, I as the one individual can be relied on to both the signatures. Now that I'm throwing two more Adim into the picture, that's going to make it worse and possible? Doesn't make any sense. If I said it myself, it would be good. Two people shouldn't make it worse. So therefore, they think it actually will be good if you have two other Adim who are going to be made on the second signature. So what's the case here that I saw only one aid, a sign, and that's going to be possible? So it must be, El Amar Rava, Rava says, Afilu hu ve'acher me'idin al chasimus yad sheni pasul. So let's say I'm the shliach. I saw this guy sign it, so I know this is the guy. There's other signature I didn't see, but I know this is Shimon's signature. I know, and Harry knows also. So the two of us get together, and we could confirm that that's Shimon's signature, even though I didn't see him sign it. So that's where it doesn't work. Only if I say everything, I saw everything together, all together, is it good? Or if two Adim are testifying that we can match the signatures, but to again mix and match two different tracks, it doesn't work again. My time, the Gemara asks. Because Asa, the reason why this case doesn't work, it's possible, is Asa Lechlufe Bikim Sharos Da'ama. You're going to confuse this with general Sharos. What's the problem with general Sharos? The Kanafik Nechi Riva Dimamon. You're going to end up being Moti Shtar. You're going to say a Shtar is good based on a full minus a quarter, which is another way of saying three quarters. Nechi is minus a quarter. Timamona apuma dechad sadi. What's going to happen is one aid is going to have three quarters of the aidus and only the other person a quarter. In other words, in this case, I'm testifying, I'm the shliach, I know Reuven signed. So that's 50% based on me.
I saw it.
Now me and Harry are going on this other guy. So now that's 25% additional from me and 25% from you. I have 75% testifying, you only have 25%. So that's three quarters. And that's going to be confused with other sharos. What's the confusion? So there's a decent sized Rashi here, but let's look at Rashi Asa Lechlufe Bekim Sharos Da'alma, three lines from the top. This is going to be confused with other Sharos. Kigon Shnaim HaChasumin Al Hashtar. They have two signatures on a document. Umeis Echad Mehem, and one of them dies. Ubazeh, this person comes. Vamar Zek Sav Yadi, Vzek Sav Yadol Shel Chaverai, Chaveri, Vinesarf Echad Minashuk, Imo Lahayid Al Ksav Yad Hames. So Reuven, who's alive, says, this is my signature, and he has the right to testify about his own signature. But he says, I also know that that's Shimon's signature, and they get another guy from the Shuk to also. So Reuven now is taking three quarters of the testimony from himself. And the Gemara in Ksuba, as Rashi quotes, says, De'eno kim achi shnaim min ashuk midim achosim hames. You need two separate individuals. You can't have Reuven testifying on himself and also Shimon. You need two other people, because the Imkain had Reuven been testifying on the other guys as well. Nafik tlasa revai, three quarters of the kashus of the document, if you will. Dimamona apuma dechad. And the Kaimla, so what's the problem? Who cares? Who says you can't have three quarters of people? So he brings a raya from the pasuk. The Kaimla, the Gemara there says, Neman Adam Lomar, I skipped a line, sorry. Based on Rahman Amar, Apishnaim, you need to have testimony based on two. Dimashma Palga apuma dehai, upalga apuma dehai, half and half, 50-50. You can't have three quarters. And because of that, Kateris HaKasim, you can never have three quarters. So even though when it comes to get really, it should work, because it's a special din of we trust the one shliach, which is against all the other rules, so we should also trust him to have three quarters as well. Now that's getting a little tricky now. Now it's a little bit too similar to other sharos, and you might confuse, oh, just like by the case of get three quarters from one aid works, so to other sharos, therefore we said we disqualified it. In this case, it doesn't work. Okay. The Gemara says, wait a second. Maskiv la Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi challenges this approach. Mi'ika midi de'ilu masik le'ihu l'kule dibura. Kasher. We have any case where if I spoke myself as a shliach, I was able to say I saw both signatures and 100% from my testimony. Hashadika chad bedai. Now we throw one other guy in the mix. Pasul, we're going to disqualify. Doesn't make sense. There's no svar to say that. It's worse to have another guy here. Another aid makes things worse. So Ella, therefore, that case is really good according to Ravashi. And Ravashi himself says, Ella Amar Ravashi afilu omer ani hu ha'aid sheni pasul. If the shliach says, I'm bringing the document, and I'm the other aid, I'm the second aid, that's going to be possible. My taima, what's the reason? O kul b'ki maget, o kul b'tkanas chachamim. Either you have to go the whole approach of get, which is general sharos, which is that you have to have two people, rather a person could testify about his own signature. I could testify about my own, and you could testify about your own. That works. But here, or the whole thing about me being the shliach, that I saw both signatures. But to combine half and half, that I saw that guy sign, and I also signed the other one, that's already comparing two different worlds, and there's no confusion there for any other cases, because it's really one person speaking the whole time. And for that reason, Rav Ashi disqualifies that case. He cannot testify that he was the other aide.
Is it smart because he's not gay? But like, in other words, like, once he's Mekayim his, then he's going to be Mekayim another one. It's like no gay, whatever? Or is it just because with a principle you can't do
I think it's a principle. I don't think it's an issue of no gay, whatever, because in general we do trust the person to testify about his own signature.
Right, but once you do that, you can't go fight there. And
exactly. Now, what's the principle?
Sparrow,
exactly. But why do you have to have it? Why can't you have them mixed together? What's right. The problem with that?
Right.
I'm not sure why they made it. What's the svara for this? To have them both separate, that you can't have combined two different tracks? I'm not sure why they didn't want it. There's a long footnote here. It just could be this, you know, the principle of things.
It makes sense because then you always have one person doing the kind of. The whole aspect of having two aides could be a buttle because you have one guy who's really doing the whole thing, anyhow, at the end of the day.
But that we put, right, in the end of the day, right. I mean, if you're taking the approach that the world of get, if it's the Tachanis Chachamim B'Fani Nachta, that's a special heter. We allowed one person. Once you start tapping into the Shtaros, even though we trust myself as testifying on my own signature, but now we have to fall into all the other rules, and I can't have the whole Ne'edis fall into... Okay. Mar now quotes from the Mishnah, our Mishnah, that is, Tanan. B'Fani Nachta of Kulo, B'Fani Nachta Chetzio Pasol. If I saw the entire thing written in front of me, and I only saw one aid, it's possible. Idach cheto hechidami. What's the other half? The other aid that signed. What's his deal? How did he get here? Ilema deleka de kamasaja la klal. If no one is able to testify about the second signature, so hashte echad omer b'fani nechtav ve'echad omer b'fani nechtam d'hai kamasaja kule k'siva v'hai kamasaja kule k'siva possible. Chetmi b'ayle. So we had earlier. They have one shliach said I saw the writing, and one shliach said he saw the entire signing, meaning both Adam sign, and we said it's possible. Then certainly in this case, if no one saw the second aid, certainly it's going to be possible as well. So it can't be a case where nobody saw the second chasima, because that would be too obvious. That's possible.
There was one saying before nechta, only the chasima, one is saying only the chasima.
Right. But he saw the entire chasima, though,
right.
And it's still possible. Here, you only saw one of the chasima, only one of the edim, so certainly it's going to be possible.
Right.
So it can't be where nobody
right.
saw the second aid. Sign it. Ella ok de Rava, ok de Rashi, ulafuge midev chissa. So going back to the three approaches we had before, it must be saying that either it's a scenario where two other edim were testifying about the second signature, or another aid combined with the shliach were testifying about that other signature, and those cases are possible. Well, fukin rechista to exclude the case of rechista where the one shliach himself was testifying about his own signature as being the second signature. That case was really mamish off the radar. It was so far fetched that case. It was unneeded to be taught. It was unnecessary to be taught here. So it seems to be a rejection of rechista. Rechista wanted to say our mishnah is talking about that case, and it can't be that case. It's too far fetched.
His case was that one person.
Let's read through. His case was that I, as a shliach, said that the other chasim was me myself. The first one I saw as a shliach of a get, and the other one was me.
Right.
Me in general, shtaros gives me neimanus, but now that's combining shtaros neimanus with getin neimanus, and you can't
right.
combine the two. So to understand this last line here, that we're coming to include Rava and Rav Chista and exclude Rav Ashi, or other way around, Rava Rav Ashi, we're excluding Rav Chista. You have to read this Rashi here. Rashi says Ella. You see, it's around 15 narrow lines up in Rashi. It says Ella. Lav al karchan mishnah yisera denaki rabusa. This is an extra line. This mishnah is extra. To teach me this case, that if I only saw half a chesima, meaning I only saw one aid, that's possible, it seems to be unnecessary to be taught. It must be a chiddush teaching us. What's a chiddush teaching us? So Ela Lav Al Karach Mishnah Yisera and Dinakit. Rabusa also Lashmin and coming to teach us a chiddush. My, what's a chiddush? The Lo Ashmin and not to say Be'echad Omer Befani Nechta Be'echad Omer Befani Nechta Ve'hechidami. Could go into Bechet Yasheni with the second half that I'm not testifying about. Yesh Edus Kidirava Okter Ravashi. That even if there's the second aid that has Edus. In Rava's case, where two other aidim came, or like Rav Ashi's case, where it was me the shliach plus another aid, to say that that case is also possible. Ulafuk in Rav Chista, to exclude the understanding of Rav Chista, the chaim in the masnitzin mishum rebusa. Also, since this extra line is coming to teach me something extra, below pirish my rebusa, so it doesn't explain what the chiddush is. Also, the shmunin al karchach yata rasha le tfos hamuba. You can't say the greater opinion of Chista, the greater chiddush of Chista. Ella Rabusa Zutre, you have to take the smaller chiddush, Kigon de Rava and Rav Ashi. Because again, Rav Chista was saying Rava, Rav Ashi, those cases were still good, those were still kosher cases. So that's the general point that the Gemara says. So comes along Rav Chista, back to Gemara now, halfway down the Amud. Amalacha Rav Chista says, Ula Tamech, according to your logic that you just said, Befari Nechtav, Avalo Befari Nechtam, Lamali. There's a case in the Mishnah where it was written in front of me, but nothing was signed. No one, not even one aid was signed in front of me. That's completely unnecessary. Teach, you know, the case of being fully signed in front of me, and don't teach a case of one person signing in front of me, and then no one signing in front of me. Now, there are two extra lines in the Mishnah. So, just like you brought me a chiddush from the case of one person signing in front of me, so what's a chiddush to be learned from nobody signing in front of me? There are two unnecessary cases in the Mishnah. So, because of that, Rav Chista says, so don't throw me out of here. Don't get rid of me. The Mishnah, you can't learn any drush from the Mishnah. Ella lozu afzu katani. Hachanami lozu afzu katani. Just like the line of when the Shliach says that nobody signed in front of me, that case was unnecessarily taught in the Mishnah. It was a lozu afzu katani, this case, and needless to say that other case, but I'll write it anyways. So to the case of where one aid signed, needless to say, but I'll write it anyways, all the Mishnah is listing unnecessary cases. So, therefore, there's no raya. You can't bring a chiddush from an extra line in this Mishnah. Now, in general, how the Mishnah says is, we say every single word, every line of the Mishnah is teaching something new. There's no extra words, but yet sometimes the Gemara does invoke this concept, lo zu avzu katani. When the Mishnah kind of gets into a corner and doesn't have an answer, they say, okay, there must be some times where Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put together the Mishnah with unnecessary lines. It's used a few times in Shas, as you've used here. I think the Gemara in Horio says this. Yeah, they quote the Gemara in Horio here and other places. Okay, you throw your hands up and say, okay, it's an extra Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara now says that the two dots, going along the same discussions of mixing and matching two different approaches, the Shtar approach with the Gidin approach. So Amar Rav Chista says, Gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha ein mitstarfen. Ad shehi okulam b'mechitza okulam b'gidur. So we're referring to here, a gidur is a fence, it's a ditch, and a mechitza is a wall. So if you have, when it comes to Rosh HaYachid, the halacha is, that Rosh HaYachid has to have a walls or a ditch 10 tefachim high. So a bit, rather a bore, a pit, that is 10 tefachim deep, 4 amos by 4 amos in the width, the area, and 10 tefachim deep, that's considered Rosh HaYachid. At the same time, if I have a mountain, a little mountain or hill, that's 10 tefachim high, those walls of the hill go all the way up out of the rakia. Or if I'm standing flat and I have 10 tefachim walls around me, those are three scenarios of Rosh HaYachid. So let's say I want to combine a gidud. The gidud, I think they're saying, is a ditch, right?
Well, an embankment.
Embankment, that's okay. A ditch. And then you have a mechitza, five tefachim. So five and five, and combining a little bit of a ditch and a little bit of mechitza, you can't combine those two different tracks. It has to either be all ditch or all wall. Same idea as we said before. So comes along Darish Maremar. Gidur chamisha mechitza chamisha mitzarfen. I disagree. You can have five tefachim of a ditch plus five tefachim of a wall, and that's going to be mitzarf to 10 tefachim of a rishis hayachid hilchasa mitzarfen. And we paskin that in fact works. So that's all what I said was all shitas Rashi. Rashi says if you look six lines up from the bottom, in the middle of the line he says gidur chamisha leinian shavus deminan mechitza gavoa asara o amak asara the rishis hayachid, either a wall or a ditch 10 tefachim. Vim hayacharitz. Okay. Now, Tosus takes issue with this Rashi here, and he says it's referring to something slightly different. Tosus says, talking about a case of building an Eruv, he says. In terms of an Eruv of different leveled chatseros that are separate from each other. Don't want to get involved in that, but just be aware that there is some machlokas, Rashi Tosos, as to what's going on here. But simple reading is like Rashi. Gemara now asks, Baya Ilfa, Ilfa asks the following question, Yadayim tahoros l'chatzayin, or ein tahoros l'chatzayin? Can hands be partially tahor, or can they not be partially? It's either fully tahor, or only, or not tahor at all. There's no middle ground. Or no, you can't have such a concept as tahoros l'chatzayin. So what's the shaila here? Hey chidami, where do you have a case of half? If you want to say you're washing both hands with a revis, meaning you only use a half a revis for each hand, that's of course good. The Mishnah tells us in where Hilchas Yadayim probably. Yadayim Perek Alf Mishnah, the very first Mishnah of Yadayim. Did you get there yet to Taros, or you're still doing Zerayim?
Still
Zerayim. Okay. You could use one revis to wash one and even two hands. You don't need a full revis for both. You need to start with the revis, but you don't need a revis for each hand. So that certainly will work. That's definitely Kulo Tahor. Ella, the Kamashi Chada Chada Yadea, that you wash only one hand. So, what's the, if that's the case, V'hatzan, the Mishnah tells us, also in, I assume in Kei, in Yadayim, Hanote Yado Achas B'Netila, V'Achas B'Shtifa, Yad of Taros. If a person washes one hand with Netila by pouring over his hand, and the other hand he dips into a mikvah, or into a river, through a Tevila, you can, that works. You could use one track of a Netila, one track as a Shtifa, that will certainly work. So that's not the Shiloh. So what's the shaila of Ilfa? The Ella must be the Kamashi Palga Palga Dide. He washes half the hand. He only washes up to the knuckles, let's say, or half one side of the only whatever side it is. Maybe that's the shaila. V'hamer Dibei Rabbi Yana Yadayim Ein Taros L'Chatzayin. He says clearly that it doesn't work. If you only wash half your hand, that will not work. So that can't be the shaila. That's obviously no good. Rashi says the shaila here is palga palga di day. The last two lines he writes ana perik have a mitzvah netila until the perik is a mitzvah netila. V'natal chatzia shir tchila v'nigva v'chazav natal chatzia acher. So up until let's say these knuckles, because we know on Yom Kippur washing these knuckles is enough. So these knuckles is the mitzvah. So washing it to, let's say to these knuckles would be half. You dry it and then you wash the other half. That does not work. That's pashit according to Rabbi Yannai. So what exactly is a shaila of taurus lechatzayin or not? So Lo Tzicha, the Gemara says, the only shaila here was, Di'ika Mashke Tofech, where when you wash it the first time, only half of it, so Rashi says, Di'ika Mashke Tofech, the very last Rashi in the Amud, Kishechazar V'natal Chatzi Hasheni, when you wash the second half of the hand, Lo Nigav Harishon, you didn't dry it from the first washing, they're still wet, Legamer, you didn't entirely dry it, you dried it a little bit, Dadain Mashke Tofech, it's a little bit moist. So now, maybe the fact that it's a little bit moist, when you have the second netila, that's going to combine the previous water, and it'll be viewed as your entire hand being washed in one shot.
I had it before inside the cup of mine, shining my
hands. Yes, yes. So the Gemara says, if that's the shalav, v'chi ika mashke tafeach, may have it. And even if were a person to have a little bit of his hand still moist from the first washing, is that still work? What's the halacha? V'hatna, the Mishnah tells us, Hanitok v'hachatafras u'mashke tofeach eino chibur. These dinim, let's say I'm pouring from a kli and it goes down to something else. That pouring, that water coming down, that waterfall, if we will, does not combine the bottom and the top of that pouring. And what's a katafras here? Rashi says har meshupa, a slanted mountain shemadrona mechuda deharbe. It's very sharp. It's very steep. At the end, that also doesn't come down. If it comes, shoots down, like...
What do you mean, Mechuba? From the top waters to the bottom waters?
Yeah. Even though it's physically touching, since it's such a straight... There's a disconnect, even though the water is happened to be a running flow, it's not considered connecting the waters in terms of certain halachas of Tum of Atara. Let's say I need to combine, I need a 40 saw in one place. Sometimes you could have a connection between the different pipes. But in these cases where it comes down vertically, that's not going to qualify. And the last case is mashka tofeach, if it's a little bit wet also, an area is a little bit moist, that too cannot be combined. So we see mashka tofeach, it does not combine to make it a good netila. So the Gemara says, eino chibur lo tumah v'lo latara. Whether it means to make something else to transfer tumah through these things, or whether to create tara, to create a mikvah, none of these cases work. Which is lo tzricha, no, the whole shaila of Ilfa was as follows. Dika tofeach l'atpiach, there is tofeach in order to create Tfiach, I don't want to go too far into the daf, but his last case is where it wasn't so wet, but it wasn't so dry either. It was wet enough that I could take from this my fingers here and get something else wet, and that will still be a little bit wet. I mean, the first case was where it's a little bit moist. If I touch this, it's basically nothing's going to be there. I could see it's moist, but if I touch it, it's going to be dry after I touch it once. This finger will be dry, and this finger will be dry. If it's a little bit wetter, I'll wipe this off, and this finger will still be wet to get something else a little bit wet. That's the middle ground. That's the Shiloh of Ilfa. Let's stop here in the middle of the way. I don't want to finish the whole daf. Tomorrow's daf today. But that's the shiloh that he had about that case of tofeach latviach. It's tofeach. It's wet now to make something else still remain wet. Okay. Beautiful.